hidden in a cave or some other place. If he should attack your troops first, whoever hears about it will say, there has been a slaughter among the troops who follow Absalom. Then even the bravest soldier, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will melt with fear. For all Israel knows that your father is a fighter and that those with him are brave. Now, if you can just put your finger right there, and I want you to go real quick now to the New Testament, 1 Timothy verse 6. Chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. 1 Timothy, and this is the Apostle Paul coaching his spiritual son, saying, but you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. If we need to have a lion heart, there's so many areas we can speak on it, but I'm going to touch on four and I won't be long. I promise you that I won't be long. We need to fight for our purity, church. Amen. We need to remain to what the Bible says is pure. And one of the things about purity is let your yes be yes and your no, no. It's that simple. If you say, yes, I will show up, you will commit with integrity and you will show up. If your no is no, then your no is no. You won't be wishy-washy. And I want to say the first one to the purity, to the younger people, because I know there's different ages here. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But the way that you are getting bombarded, including my daughter who's 14 years old, not even I was bombarded that way. Everything just goes now. You can't even follow up with all the different names they have. And I don't mean this at any way to offend. It's to even help me catch on to what culture is trying to throw at us. Non-binary, pansexual, binary, asexual. Can't even catch up. I know very clear what the scripture says. To be pure. To be pure in every which way. To watch what you hear. To watch what you say, to guard what your eyes take in, that your yes will be yes, and that your no will be no. I love it the way that Paul says it to the church in Corinthians. And if you can go with me, it's in 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians 7:1 says, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence of God. We've even lost the reverence of God. We've lost the reverence of God in worship. We've lost the reverence of God to our elders. We've lost the reverence of God in what it is to have an ordinary church service. But the thing is, why do we need to fight for purity? Because the scripture says it right there. There are promises to the church. Yeah. A church that is alive. A church that has a sense of urgency. A church that is ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. A church that is not divided in gossip or in political agendas. But a church that embraces and loves and is light to the world. Amen. Those are the promises that God is coming for that church, for those people. But the enemy will love to confuse us and to distract us. And the way he does it is with a lot of wisdom. And I'm not trying to say it's godly wisdom, but the Bible does talk about there's two types of wisdom. There's a sensual wisdom, and there's also a wisdom that comes down from above. And that's what he's operating in. But unfortunately, we have mixed ourselves with it. And I'm not saying you. I'm talking to the church in general, yeah. To the church in Puerto Rico, to the church in New York, to the church down in the Caribbean. We have mixed ourselves. And we need to still be fighters and have that heart of a lion. And I thank God for our elders that sometimes can correct us and reshape us and rebuke us. Because that's what the scripture says, right?
Yes.
And it says all the word of God is what? Inspired to correct us, to rebuke us, and to reproof us.
That's right.
But unfortunately, some of us have let our guard down. And we don't want to offend. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be bold. And we don't want to stay and fight for the purity and things that contaminate. What can contaminate our bodies and our spirit? It's very different. Because some of the sins that contaminate the body can be sexual immorality. Some of the things that can contaminate the body can be maybe overeating. It can go in many different ways. It's very different how you contaminate your body. But the things that contaminate the spirit as well. You can be prideful. You can have gossip. You can have slander against a brother or sister. And what the scripture is just trying to tell us, and what I pray that the Holy Spirit is helping me tonight, that Cross Community Church continues to fight for purity. And in your homes, you talk about what that purity should be. In your homes and in your families, you talk about that purity. The second point that we need to fight for. And my mom is calling me, so let me pass her on. I always honor my mom. Because without my mom, and my mom, you can't hear me now, but she's the one that prayed for our family.
Amen.
The only believer. The only one out of all of us. She's a woman of prayer. I'm very thankful for her. She's just probably, you know, I'm already up there. I'm in my 40s. My mom is still calling me. The second fight is fight for courage. Fight to be bold. I was in St. Louis 2 weeks ago, and I started the prayer meeting over there. We started Seek and Save, and there was about 260 people that registered from different areas of Missouri to come out and do evangelism in St. Louis. Wonderful people. Wonderful people that said, for a couple of days, I'm not going to go to my job. For some of them even left from Springfield and from southern parts of down by the Ozarks and went up to St. Louis for a week as a home missions trip. And I felt the Holy Spirit sense to tell me,
"Would you try again?"
I said, "Thank you, sir." I sensed the Holy Spirit in the prayer meeting to tell them to be bold. Tell them they didn't give up a week of not work, and they're here praying with passion. Tell them to be bold when they go to the street.
Good.
To be bold for Christ. And if I can share that, is fight the fight to be bold. Not boldness and arrogance, but bold for Jesus.
Yes.
Young person, to tell that person in a loving way, you know I'm not going to cross my lines that way. You know that I love the Lord. If you're in a relationship, if you like somebody, today is very different. Back then, today, you know, it's through texting and Snapchat and all these other different social media platforms. Boldness to go and pray for somebody when you see them in the street or they need something, and you just stepping up and having that boldness. Can I pray for you? I believe in Jesus. And not only that, though, we're Pentecostals in here, right?
That's right.
So Pentecostals believe in the saving and the salvation, the healing and the power.
Right.
And that boldness to go up to that person and say, can I just pray that God will heal you? Can I just pray that God will do something in your marriage? Can I just pray that God will just transform your children's? Why? Because I believe. So we must fight for our boldness. And if I can read a scripture, I'll read it in Acts 4:29, and you may know the story in the book of Acts. Peter's preaching the gospel, and the disciples are preaching the gospel, and they're starting to see change in that city. And the people, the religious people, and the leaders of power and culture, if I can say, they try to silence them. And they try to say, don't speak about the gospel. And they put them in prison, and they try to threaten them with words. My goodness, is the church getting threatened today?
That's right.
Every side, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I'm thankful I'm in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I'm thankful. I'm going to be very sincere. I'm thankful God didn't call me back to New York City. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful that God didn't call me up to the Boston or California. Because I am receiving emails and I speak to different officials, because we also, as the Assemblies of God in our role, and my pastor, Chogo de Jesus, we're engaging government. And in every city that we're going to, we're asking to speak with mayors. And we were with the Office of Prevention. And I know what it is to receive emails now with plurals. So the state representative that is working for us, or the city representative that is working for us, is so on guard now to who they're talking to that they're starting to put the plurals and the adjectives to their names. Why? Because it's what culture is fighting against.
That's right.
But I thank God that we come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank God that we come in the name of the church. And we can say, I am a man of God and we love everyone. I am a woman of God and we are not trying to separate nobody, but we are bold enough to believe what the scripture says. We are bold enough to stand on this. And there are people that have gone before us that have given their lives. They've been burned. They've been persecuted. And you and me have the opportunity,
yes,
and the privilege to walk in that same way.
Yes.
But we have to be bold.
Amen.
That's right.
We have to have courage. And Peter found himself trying to be hushed. And look what the scripture says. They all gathered again. They didn't go, oh my, what are we going to do? Oh, what is our plan? They went back to prayer.
That's right.
Listen to what their prayer was.
Come on now.
It says it says in Acts 29, it says, now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness.
Yes.
Can we just take a second and ask God that right now?
Yes.
Consider us and help me to speak with great boldness. Wherever you send me, wherever you send anyone in here, God, consider us to speak with great boldness.
That's right.
And it says, stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
That's right.
So when I read that, in Titus, when I read that, I see God just pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, they're sold out. No matter what culture says, no matter how persecuted they're going to be, they're sold out. And of course, they probably needed that extra infilling of the Holy Spirit. They need that divine help.
Yes.
But they had to be at a certain position first.
Yeah.
They had that lion heart. That heart to say, we're going to fight God. No matter who's against us, we're going to go forward. Can I get a good amen?
Amen.
I know this is a Baptist camp, but we're not Baptists. Amen? Hallelujah. And we love the Baptists anyway. Number three, fight for your family. Keep your family together. This is an incredible idea what you're doing. Speaking to Joe, I was asking how many years you've been doing it. He says, as long as I can remember. I think this is our 10th or 11th one. He said, it runs so good, I don't know anything. I just show up. Just run it for me.
That's right.
And it's become literally part of the culture of this church.
Yes.
Continue to keep your family together.
Yeah.
This is why family camp is so important. In the wildlife, the predator always goes for the youngest or the weakest.
Yeah.
But if there's a family protecting that younger, it's not a weak link. It's a strong. It's a strong herd. It's a strong tribe. And if the predator is going to try to come in, they're going to have to come against all of them.
That's right.
This family cap keeps protecting you guys. They stick together. And I know this may sound redundant, but I just want to say it again. Husbands, love your wives. Love your wives in every season. Amen.
Amen.
Me and my wife, we're starting to enter a different season in our lives. We're not that spring chicken no more.
Amen.
Even though we want to try to dress like a spring chicken, we ain't no spring chicken.
Spring chicken.
We need a little bit more rest. Our Saturdays are like, oh.
Yeah.
And through those stages, I have to learn to love her through it.
Yeah.
At the same stage, she needs to learn how to love me as well.
That's right.
Continue to model that before your families. Statistics show families that stay together, just mother and father that stay together, that child, that offspring, just has greater results in life.
It's true.
Just by mom and dad weathering it together and saying, no matter what comes our way, only death do us part.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Parents, build your kids and continue to spend the time they need. Children, honor your father and mother at all times. I'm the one that's preaching here, right?
That's right.
I'm the one that, you know, I have a national position. You know what I'm going to do right after this phone call? After, I'm going to go call my mom. I'm going to say, hey, mom, you called me. Everything okay? What? Honor your mother and your father.
That's right.
Fight for family. And I'll go to the last point. Fight for your faith. Fight for your faith. And I don't mean to say this in any way to be derogatory, but I don't know all the new letters. So I just say the alphabet community, because I don't even know. So it's LGBTQ, as far as I know.
Plus.
But I know they've added a couple of ones, and it's not in any way offensive. If I can give you a little bit of a backstory, the church that we inherited back in Puerto Rico in 2020 during the pandemic, as I told you, was formerly a theater of the arts for that community. And all of Puerto Rico and some of the Caribbean knew it. It was called Teatro Coribantes. And the first thing that I wanted to do was, and I remember when we were rebuilding it, and we had just a bunch of stuff happened to the building, and we had to refurbish the building. So it was a lot of work for it. And I remember as we were working the building, I would tell the members, I said, God's sons and daughters that were here in this community, God's gonna call them home.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be that church.
Yeah.
We're gonna be the church that knows how to throw the net to them. Mm. We're gonna be the church they're gonna come and we're gonna embrace them. And we're not gonna make them feel bad, but at the same time, we're gonna love them no matter what. So before we left, and I wish I could show you the pictures, the July before we transitioned here, we had a big banquet on our third floor. We have a rooftop. It was a big banquet, and we invited them. And we had 31 transgenders come. And it was for everybody, because we also had an outreach for the prostitutes back in Puerto Rico. And 31 of them came. And we had beautiful setup of food for them. We had some entertainment. We had comedy. And then at the end, we gave them 15 minutes of the gospel.
That's right.
We didn't throw rocks at them, but at the same time, we were firm. We were with the truth. We love Jesus. We're Team Jesus all the way. And you may be Team Jesus. And even if you're Team Jesus, but your walk is not Team Jesus. Mm-hmm. And they felt loved. And one of the women women, because if you see her, you're like, yeah, she's a woman. She came and she told me personally, she goes, I came to write an article and to persecute. But I see that you guys are really real. And I try to tell her, it's really the Holy Spirit. I said, it's really God with us. Our motives are really pure. I did some research on her, and I didn't even know that she's one of the top activists in Puerto Rico. So she does have the weight to throw rocks at us and accuse us. But what she found there was love. And love covers a multitude of sin. But love has to be bold in faith. We can't wash it.
Yeah.
We can't package it in a different way. We can't embrace it like if it's something else.
Yeah.
It's mommy again. Maybe text mom and tell her I'm okay. She made her way to Missouri. So, and I remember we did that, and 3 weeks later, three of the people that were our guests, three of them came back that Sunday dressed as men.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody told them. It's just the power of the Holy Spirit. God does the work.
Amen.
And those three men came, and you want to see how cool it is and how strategic God is? So one of the guys that was coming to our church that we were also discipling, he came from that community. But he was already serving the Lord for 9 years. And that morning, specifically, I had him to share his testimony. Did I know those three people were going to show up? I did not know. What I did know was we were going to throw the net to everybody. But we are still that church that fights for our faith. That we love God with all our heart. That we're people of integrity. And do we need to do that today?
Amen.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I saw a video yesterday on Facebook in New York City. It was a pride parade. And there was about, at least in that video, you can see about 150 people chanting. I don't know their true motives, and I don't know if this is really true or if they were just trying to be rebellious and funny. But they were saying, we're here and we're after your kids.
That's right.
We're here and we're after your kids. And they're trying to. And why do I say that I'm happy I'm in Missouri, in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Because for some sort of ways, there's still like a firewall.
Yeah. Amen.
Still like a firewall. If you go to bigger urban settings, the fight is a lot harder. But the church needs to be there still.
Yes.
And how can you say, well, how can we do something from here and help those other people that are in the front lines towards this? You pray. You pray. And when those circumstances come up, you stand. I saw what, many of you probably know what happened a couple of months ago. I mean, actually about a month ago with Target. That Target launched something, and it's a known Satanist. A known Satanist is throwing pool attire for young children. What did Jensen Franklin do? He rang the alarm on his big social media platform that he has around the world. He rang the alarm and he said, church, don't buy from Target. Because they want to do that to our kids? Give it some time. When they see that we don't go into Target, then they see their revenue start dropping. That's how we fight against them. And if you say, you still want us to buy from Target, get all that stuff
out.
It's time to fight the good fight of faith. And I'll close with this. How can we fight? Ephesians 6, 10 and 11 says, be strong in the Lord and in his power. Put on the full armor of God and stand. So the first thing that you have to do is be strong in the Lord.
That's right.
Your worship may be different from the other church's worship. Your prayer life may be different from my prayer life. At the end of the day, as long as we're strong in the Lord. And when you pray, heaven knows you. And where you walk, darkness knows that you're coming into that area because you are strong in the Lord. And then it says, put on the full armor of God. So you can't stand naked. You got to stand clothed in the armor of God. And we all know what the armor of God is. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, to quench every dart that the enemy tries to throw to our minds. The helmet of salvation. Knowing that we are saved and knowing that my identity is in Christ. My identity is not Puerto Rico. My identity is not an Assemblies of God minister. My identity is Jesus. And finally, take up the sword of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And pray, and it says, pray in everything. And all supplications. That's how we fight. You have to take up the sword of the Spirit. And some of us in this journey, we may be like, man, I got to strengthen my faith. Some of us may be like, I got to walk in more truth. Some of us, I got to evangelize more. I haven't evangelized to nobody. Some of us, I need more faith because I need to quench them. Some of us, I need to put the helmet of salvation. I need to go back into my identity. I can't be walking in guilt and in shame. Jesus did everything for me. Some of us got to just carry the sword and go, I haven't picked up my sword in a long time. I don't even see it as a sword. I don't even use it as a sword anymore. But that's how we fight against the enemy. I wish I had a story to close, but I don't. But I will close with this. Our struggle and our fight is not against flesh. It's against powers, darkness, and principalities. They're very real. I've always taught my children from youth. I've said, the strength of the enemy is darkness. The strength of the lie is the lie. So as long as he can stay in your home, in your mind, anywhere, knowing that you don't know that he's there, he's in darkness, that's his strength. But as soon as you put light to him, he gotta go. He gotta go. So our fight is not against other people. It's not against other political parties. It's not against what culture's trying to throw at us. Our fight is against demons, powers, and principalities. Would you stand with me? I don't know if somebody can join me maybe in the piano or the acoustic guitar, however. And I just really want to take the next few moments just to pray. That we can pray united. That we can pray together. And I'm going to pray that God will give and continue to give Cross Creek a lion heart. I don't know where your church finds yourselves right now in this season. It could be at a point of victory, or it can be a point of saying, man, we've just been going through a lot of things lately. I don't really know. I do know that we all go through seasons. But whatever season you are in right now, I pray that you persevere with a lion heart. That you continue to fight the good fight of this faith. So Father, we just thank you. We just open a moment to respond to your word. Holy Spirit, we know that you are here. But Holy Spirit, I ask you to come with your anointing. I ask you to come with boldness, God. I pray that you give and continue to give the church like the filling in the book of Acts. You filled them with boldness, God. Oh, I pray that you fill them with boldness tonight, Lord. That they can face everything that they're facing in 2023 to finish strong and to come with fresh vision for 2024. God, that every year the family camp people will be added on to them. I thank you that your presence is here.
Thank you, God.
Just ask the Lord right there to fill you. Just ask the Lord, speak to him.
Raiki na ramai sheke de debo koto romo soto ramai ki da ramai ki da ramis. E debo soto romo kuta ramai ki ta ramai sheke de debis.
Edify yourself. Edify yourself. If you're filled with the Spirit, just begin to edify yourself. Edify your inner man. The Bible says that we pray what we ought not to know. But we build ourselves. And I pray there's a grace right now that you're going to build yourself. You're just going to build yourself.
Soto robo koto ramai si kararai ki tararai sheke.
going to be bold enough that if you want prayer, just come to the front. Come to the front. And say, man, I want something from the Lord. Or I just respond to this word. Just step out right there and we'll pray for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You came with expectations. You came with expectations for family care. So let's just take a moment to let the Holy Spirit move. Let's just take a moment. And you have a gift to worship. You need to be bold in that gift. The whole family was beautiful with that last song. You need to be bold in it. Paul told Timothy, he says, I have not given you a spirit of what? Intimidation or fear, but of power. And every time we walk in fear, it knocks the gift of God out of our lives. The heavenly gift that He's placed upon you. So lead us tonight. Because God has anointed you. It's not because of age. It's because what God has placed upon your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, Cross Creek. Come on, let's just go a little bit deeper. It's the pastor's heart. That's what he said. He goes, I just want to go deeper. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We say yes, God. We say yes, God. We say yes, we're going to fight. We say yes, we're going to be bold.
Yes, Lord.
We say yes to purity, God. We say yes to purity. We say yes, dear Lord, to stand against culture in the full armor of God. We say yes, God, that we're going to be bold and have the gospel in our words and in our mouths, God. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of it, God. For it is your gospel that is the power of salvation for everyone who believes. Empower us tonight. Empower us. Empower us to speak your words. Empower us to pray for one another. Empower us, God. I thank you for your sweet anointing that's coming inside the room, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you're beginning to stir it up in us. Fall fresh on us, Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on us because we need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you to move in us. We thank you for yesterday's glory. We thank you, dear Lord, for the former glory. But God, we need fresh glory. We need something today, God. We need something today and we need something for tomorrow, God. So we ask that you fall afresh upon us. We ask that you fall fresh in our lives.
Thank you, God.
And we ask you to cover us with the blood of your son, Jesus. Thank we God. Ask you, Lord, that if there's anything that offends you, Lord God, if there's anything of our ways, God, if there's anything in us that is offending you, God, we ask for forgiveness. And we pray that the blood of Jesus will cleanse us. Oh, we thank you, God. Oh, we thank you, God. We see the fire coming. We see it, God. We see it, Lord. And we speak it, Lord, and we believe it, God. We believe it so much, God, in the name of Jesus.
Give him the intimacy, God. That he'll understand by
pray, Lord, that she will continue to fight the good fight, God. She will continue to fight as she leads, as she shepherds God. Lord, you know us, God, we're fragile people. You are the good shepherd that leads us to rest, and you restore our souls, God. And I pray that you just continue to bless her, God. Continue to meet every need.
Stir up so that you can love and you can win the people. that prayer. We need those prayers. We need this. The Bible says you were sowing tears. You will reap in joy. We need this, God. One generation to another generation.
Be bold. stand for purity. Stand for your faith. Contend for your family, your natural family and your church family. And expect the supernatural empowering of God as you share your faith. I want to appreciate what God has deposited in us tonight. Thank you, my brother, Bert. Hallelujah. I don't know how you're going to transition from this into playing games. But I know the Lord is going to continue his work by his Spirit in our own hearts. That's the way the Spirit works. And perhaps tonight as a lying bed, he just brings back things to your mind and waters the word and, you know, allow us to see the changes that need to be brought into our lives. Hallelujah. Carter did such a fantastic job. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. So what's next now, Miss Becca? We're good.
So yeah, in about 30 minutes, there will be snacks in the cafeteria. There's games in the cafeteria. Sit down, chat with someone, play a game with them. Basketball will be open, maybe some pickleball. And Nine Square. Nine Square in the... We need a whole group to go there if we're doing that. And then the kids, if you have kids, younger ones, they are at the pool right now. Be picked up over there. So get your children, and then we'll get your children, take a break. In about 30 minutes, we'll have snacks going and just some free time.
I mean, there's obviously adults over there.
Amen.
Pick up your trash.
Emily does, so. I did a video of her.